性格
all the characters in the head
让变成身体的性格
becomes the characters of the body
头的丰富
all the fullness in the head
就充满在身体的里面
and becomes the fullness of
the body 所以我们就是他配了
and therefore we can be one
那这是分明
that is spirit
这样配了之后
after we can be one
就可以做他的帮手了
and we can be his helpmate
那这是适配
that is
我们就可以来侍奉他
and we can serve him
所以什么是神那个旨意呢
what is that God's will
就是基督的身体
it's the body of Christ
为做神的儿子
because for God's children
神要设所为做他的儿子预备一个身体
for his son he wants him to have a body
基督的身体
the body of Christ
奥秘的身体
the body of mystery
团体的身体
the corporate body
这一个就是谁那个善良成全可喜悦的
This is the good acceptable and perfect will of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们每一个信主的人
We those who believe in the Lord
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人
We those who've been saved by His grace
我们都是基督身体里头一个肢体
We are a member of the body of Christ
当你得救的时候
After you say,
不但主把他的生命赐给了你
the Lord gave his life to you,
并且他也借着圣灵把你进到一个身体的里面
and he also through the Spirit baptized you into the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个蒙得救的人都在基督的身体里面
and therefore all of us are in the body of Christ.
这个是安卓我们主在十字架上为我们成功的工作
and this is based on what the Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
但是，我们虽然在身体的里面
，even though we are in the body，
我们却看不见身体
，but we do not see the body。
我们也没有活在身体里面
，because we will not live， we do not live in the body。
今天许多神的儿女
，many of God's people，
按照真理来说
，as far as truth is concerned，
按照基督在十字架上的工作来说
，as far as what the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross，
所有蒙恩得救的人都在基督的身体。
All those who believe in Christ， they are the body of Christ
但是可怜
but unfortunately
今天大部分的弟兄姊妹
most brothers and sisters
他根本看不见身体
but they do not see the body
他说身体在哪里
where is the body
基督的身体在哪里
where is the body of Christ
他不但没有看见
they not only did not see
他也没有活在身体的生活
they were not living in the good of the body
他是那里做那个单独的基督徒
and they live as an individual
弟兄姊妹原因在什么地方
the reason, why is the reason?
因为他没有把他的身体献上当作物
and the reason is because they did not give themselves offer themselves as a living person
你把你的身体献上当作活祭了
when you consecrate yourself as a living sacrifice
神就要开你的眼睛
God will open your eyes
叫你看见基督的
then you will see the body of Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹基督的身体是个奥秘
The body of Christ is a mystery
我们都知道基督的身体不是一个这个组织
the body of Christ is not an organization
乃是一个 organism 有机体
It is organic
我们知道基督的身体不是一种的律法规条
We know the body of Christ is not a rules and regulations
乃是生命的灵
But it is life
基督的身体不是外面的一种的形式
The body of Christ is not external thing
乃是里面的那个属灵的实际
But it's inward reality
我们今天属于主的人
We those who belong to the Lord.
我们在基督的身体里面做一个肢体。
We are members of the body of Christ.
我们要互相联络来做肢体。
We must function together.
我们一面领受这个头基督一体的丰富。
On one hand, we receive the fullness from the head.
另一面，我们与这一位头。从中来做神的工作。
Also, we through the head we work together.
虽然我们每一个肢体的功能不同
，even though we have different functions，
但是我们的目的都是一个。
But we have one common goal.
我们的目的乃是要建立 基督的身体.
Our purpose, our goal, is to build up the body of Christ.
你记得主耶稣在地上的时候曾这样的说.
The Lord said this once when he was on the earth.
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上.
He said, I'll build my church upon this rock.
地府的权势不能胜过他.
The gates of Hades cannot prevail against it.
教会是属于谁的呢?
Church belongs to who?
教会不是属于你，也不是属于我的。
Church does not belong to you. Church does not belong to me.
就是说，我要建造我的教会。
The Lord Himself said, "I will build my church."
这个身体是基督的身体。
This body is the body of Christ.
不是你的身体，也不是我的身体。
It's not your body. It's not my body.
所以我们要看见说，教会也是基于属于基督的。
And so we see. Church belongs to Christ.
不但是属于基督的,
not only belongs to Christ.
并且是基督自己要建造,
it is something that Christ himself will build it up.
他自己的生命在我们每一个肢体的里面,
it's his life through each individual member.
来建造这个身体,
and he builds the body up.
叫这个身体能配与主相配,
and so this body can match, can agree with the head.
等到这个身体长大成人的时候,
and this body grow in mature,
满有基督长成身量的时候,
full of his stature,
主就要来借这个身体来做他的心腹,
and Christ will return and take this body to be his bride.
那个时候我们, 要永永远远与他同在,
and from that moment on we will be with him forever,
并且永永远远与他一同治理,
and we will rule with him in the ages to come.
所以弟兄姊妹,
sister,
什么叫做侍奉神呢?
What does it mean to serve God?
侍奉神乃是建造基督的身体。
Serving God is building the body of Christ.
因为这一个是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
我们在这里要侍奉神的话,
here if we want to serve God,
我们不是光是在那里, 做一点工作就完了,
it's not just merely doing things.
我们不是光在那里传福音就完了,
it's not just a matter of preaching gospel.
不说我们要传福音,
sure, we must preach the gospel. Why are we preach the gospel? We preach the gospel to build the body of Christ. We prepare material for the body of Christ. Why we edify brothers and sisters? Why?
不是为了造就弟兄姊妹,
not just for edification alone,
乃是要弟兄姊妹, 身量能长大,
so that we may grow,
叫基督的身体能被建立起来,
so that Christ can be built in us.
所以你要看见说,
so, brothers and sisters,
如果你看见 侍奉神乃是建造基督的身体,
if you see serving God is building the body of Christ,
并不是建造你的工作,
it's not building up your own work,
并有许多的人在那里建造他自己的工作,
and many are serving their own work,
他的工作发达了,
their work expands,
他的工作成功了,
their work success,
但是结果呢,
but in the end,
他的工作成为他自己的国度,
and their work becomes their kingdom.
许多的人在建造自己的,
many are establishing their own kingdom.
不是建造神的国度.
They are not establishing God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
我们今天无论做什么,
no matter what we do,
我们都要为做建造基督的身体.
We must do it for the body of Christ.
你看保罗,
you know Paul,
他一生的侍奉,
his whole life ministry,
他在那里侍奉神,
he served God,
他在那里建造基督的身体,
he built the body of Christ.
比方说哥罗西第一章24节,
for some Colossians 1:24,
他说我为着基督的身体,
is it for Christ's sake?
为着教会，为着基督的身体，
for the body of Christ,
我在我的身上要补满这个基督患难的缺陷。
I want to make up the affliction of Christ.
我虽然为着你们受苦，
he said, I suffer for you,
我心里却是欢喜，
but I rejoice.
弟兄姊妹， 你再看加拉太书第四章，
when you go into Galatians 4,
19节， 他说小子们啊，
he said, my little children,
我为着你们，
for you,
要再受生产之难的苦，
again I go through the travailing,
是等到基督能成形在你们里面，
until Christ is fully forming you.
你如果看， 哥林多后书12章，
if you look into 2 Corinthians 12,
你也看见同样的事情，
you see the similar thing. He said there are so many things out there. As Paul was serving God,
他在那里建立基督的身体,
he was there building the body. He was not building his own kingdom. He was not doing his own work. He was building the body.
If the body of
Christ can be built up, if I had to suffer, I'm willing to do it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们在神的面前,
as we if you do not have revelation, you cannot see this mystery.
因此保罗他就祷告，他说愿这位荣耀的父，
he said, may the God of glory
赐给你们智慧和启示的灵，
give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding,
叫你们真知道，
you may know God,
并照明你们心中的眼睛，
and you may enlighten the eyes of your heart,
叫你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，
and you may know his calling, hope his calling,
他在圣徒中的基业是何等的丰富，
and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints,
他在新的人身上所运行的大能大力是何等的浩大，
and what is exceeding greatness is power towards us who believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一切属灵的事情
all spiritual matters need revelation.
如果没有启示的话,
if there's no revelation,
你就是用你的头脑来领会它,
if you try to use your own mind to understand,
这个不过是道理而已,
it will become just a mere doctrine.
不会成为树林的实际,
it will not be a spiritual reality.
所以我们知道在树林的事情上,
so when we come to this spiritual matter,
我们实在是束手无策, 我们没有办法,
we are so hopeless.
我们必须要仰望主的启示。
We must seek God to reveal it to us.
感谢我们的神,
praise our God.
他是乐意启示的神,
because he delights to reveal himself.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面,
he delights to reveal his son in our heart.
圣灵,
the Holy Spirit,
就把这个奥秘 启示在我们的灵里面,
the Holy Spirit revealed this mystery in our spirit.
在我们灵里面, 我们有所看见,
in our spirit we see something.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
the body of Christ,
需要在你灵里头看见,
we have to see it in the spirit.
而不是你听见人讲基督的身体,
it's not when you hear somebody speak about the body of Christ.
好，所有信主的人都在基督身体里头,
we are all in the body of Christ.
我也在基督身体里头,
I'm also in the body of Christ.
那我懂了,
I understand.
你懂是懂了,
yes, you understand.
但是你有没有看见这个身体呢?
But do you see this body?
你看见弟兄姊妹的时候,
when you look at your brother and sister,
你有没有看见身体呢?
Do you see the body?
你或者看见弟兄姊妹的时候,
or maybe you look at your brother and sister,
这个弟兄也看不上,
and you, he's not quite up to your measure,
那个姊妹也看不懂,
and that one you do not, she's also not measured up to your measure.
你所看见的弟兄姊妹都是亚当,
and what you see in your brothers is all Adam.
你没有看见基督的身体,
you do not see Christ.
所以你没有办法爱他们,
so you cannot love them.
你自己有没有活在基督身体里呢?
Do you live in the body of Christ?
你是不是觉得你需要弟兄姊妹?
Do you feel you are in need of your brothers?
或者你觉得你太属灵了?
Or you think you're so spiritual?
你是高高在上?
You are so up above?
弟兄姊妹都在你下面,
all the brothers are down there.
你是否单枪匹马了? You have to go alone.
Oh, you have to go alone. You
find
yourself. So it's all yourself.
哎呀，我听见有的人在哪里讲。
And we heard some people put it this
way. 他讲的时候很高兴。
And when they say it, they're so self-pleasing.
他说我在这个世界上,
on this earth,
只有主与我,
only Christ in me,
只有主与我,
only the Lord in myself.
哎呀，真属灵哦。
Very spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他们又看见基督的身体
he did not see the body of Christ.
你的肢体在哪里
Where are the members of
the body? 你不是身体、啊、
You are not the body.
你不是身体中的一个肢体
You are but a member of the body.
你有没有看见你自己的不完全
Do you see your incompleteness?
你有没有看见你需要你的弟兄姊妹
Do you see your need of brothers and sisters?
你不但需要主
You not only need the Lord,
你也需要弟兄姊妹。
You also need your brothers.
你有没有看见
？Do you see that?
你是不是活在身体的里面
？Do you live in the body Christ?
这个需要去。
That we need revelation.
所以保罗就祷告。
And Paul prayed.
求神给他们智慧和启示。
That the Lord will give them the spirit of revelation.
在灵里头能看见。
In the spirit, they will see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。当你灵里看见之后
When you see it in the spirit,
然后光要照在你的心思的上
Then God will enlighten you、
在心思的里面
In your thought life He will enlighten you
你就开始明白了
Then you become to understand
你明白神的恩召和这个计划
Then you know the hope of His calling
神、在这个圣徒中这里基业和等
And the glory His inheritance in the saints
他、在我们身上运行的能力和等了
And the exceeding greatness His power to us who believe
你就要看见基督的丰富生物要进到身体里面
You see the fullness of the head wants to go into the body
而这个身体与头配合起来
And the body and the head are joined together
来完成神的旨意
To complete God's will
这是一件何等荣耀
It is glorious
这个需要在灵里头看。
This we need to see in the spirit.
如果我们到圣灵面前去祷告
，If we pray before God，
我们去寻求
，If we seek，
他必定要把这个启示赐给我。
He will give us this revelation.
你知道保罗在罗马第一章第九节怎么说呢
？In Romans 12:9，
第一章第九节。
Romans 1:9，
他说：“我用心灵所侍奉的。
”He said, "The God I serve in my spirit."
我们侍奉神是从灵里头的。
When we serve God, is serving from our spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
你侍奉神不能用你的头脑来侍奉的。
You serve God cannot rely on your mind.
你要用你的灵来侍奉。
You must serve God in your spirit.
在灵里面，你先接受了启示。
In the spirit, first you receive revelation.
然后在你的心思里面把它翻译出来。
And then you understand.Stand in your mind and interpret in your mind.
这样你就能起来侍奉。
And you can begin to serve. God.
但是必须先在灵里面。
But first must take place in the spirit.
灵里有所看见。
You must see in the spirit.
然后你起来侍奉。
Then you serve.
所以我们知道。今天在地上的侍奉有两种不同。
Today there are two kinds of services on this earth.
有的侍奉是灵的侍奉。
There are those that serve spiritually.Service.
有的事情乃是遗传的事情
There are others serve according to tradition
没有启示的
Without revelation
他的事情是根据遗传的事情
His service is according to tradition
什么叫做遗传呢
What do you mean by tradition
遗传就是从上代传下来的
Tradition means what comesdown to us from the previous generation.
也许上一代的弟兄姊妹
the past generation brothers and sisters
他们在神面前是得过启示了
they have received revelation
他们看见了基督的身体
they see the body of Christ
他们也起来建造基督的身体
and they rise up and build the body of Christ
他们为做基督的身体出代价
and they sacrifice for the body of Christ
他们为做基督的身体受苦
and they suffer for the body of Christ
那么我们呢
And how about us?
我们是第二代人
We are the second generation.
我们就听见这些的道理了
We hear all this teaching.
我们就看见他们的做法了
We look at their ways of doing things.
我们就接受了这些的东西
We accept all those things.
这些东西在他们那是活着
Those things with them were living.
那是在灵里头的东西
With them were in the spirit
但是当我们从外面来领受之后
But when you receive them externally
如果我们里面没有启示的话
But if there's no inward revelation
我们所得着的是遗传
All that we receive is mere tradition
现在我们就照着遗传来侍奉
And therefore we serve according to tradition
他们祷告是这样祷告
How they pray
他们祷告的时候那一种的味道是这种味道
and the flavor of their prayer
我们也学了这个味道
we learn how the way they pray
他们聚会也是那个样子的
and the way they meet they do it in such a way
那么我们也照样来做
and we copy
在他们是活着
what how they live.
他们是活的。
Oh, it's alive with them.
但是在我们呢,
but comes to us,
我们是死的。
It becomes dead.
变成遗传,
and becomes tradition.
我们没有自己与神发生关系。
We do not have a direct encounter with God.
这个不是生命的东西。
It is not of life.
这是道理的东西。
It is mathematical teaching.
这个道理也是正确的。
Teaching was correct.
如果道理不正确，那更坏了。
If teaching is not correct, that's even worse.
但是这个道理是正确的。
But the teaching was correct.
又是道理是正确的。
Even though the teaching was correct.
如果没有启示的话,
if there's no revelation,
这个就变成死的东西。
It becomes something dead.
所以结果怎样呢?
And the consequence.
结果慢慢就变成一个组织了。
And gradually we become an organization.
因为里面没有生命。
Because there's no life.
你一定要有组织来支持它。
And therefore, you need to organize to support it.
如果里面也没有生命，外面也没有组织，那就完了。
If there's no life and there's no organization, you're finished.
今天有许多基督教的团体，就是基督组织来维持下去。
There are many Christian groups that exist because of organization.
因为没有组织就完了。
If there's no organization, they're finished.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是遗传的事实。
That is service according to tradition.
遗传的事情是神所弃绝的。
Tradition service according to tradition is what God rejected.
在神的面前没有属灵的价值。
In God's sight, there is no spiritual value.
在人的面前可能成功。
Although in man's sight, you are success.
但是这是建立你自己的国度。
But you are building your own kingdom.
神的国度得不着益处。
God's kingdom did not receive anything.
我们需要在我们心里的深处恨恶这种的事。
We must in our heart hate this kind of work.
就是说, 求神怜悯我,
we need God be merciful with us.
叫我不用遗传来侍奉神,
so that we will not serve him according to tradition.
我们不要去批评人,
we are not criticizing people.
我们应当审判我们自己。
We have to judge ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 神所要的侍奉是灵里面的侍奉。
God, the service that God wants is serving him in the spirit.
因为只有灵里的侍奉乃是生命的侍奉。
The only service in the spirit is a service out of life.
因为侍奉是侍奉神的旨意。
It's because service is simply doing God's will.
所以你看见在侍奉的上面耳朵非常的重要。
So for instance, in this matter of serving, ear is very, very important.
在撒母耳记上15章
In Samuel 1:15
撒母耳对扫罗说
Samuel said to Saul
神岂喜悦燔祭和赎罪祭呢
Does God desire burnt offerings and sacrifices?
过于他喜悦人听他的话呢
More than you take heed his word
听命胜于献祭
Take heed is better than sacrifice. Obey a pig is better than the fat of rams.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
这就告诉我们侍奉是侍奉神的旨意。
Because it says serving is serving God's will.
你要侍奉神的旨意, 你必定是要听神的话。
If you want to serve God's will, you must listen to his word.
如果你还没有听见, 你已经做了。
Before you hear his word and you began to work,
那么你一做,
so who are you working for?
我们的主在地上的时候,
our Lord, when he was on earth,
在以赛亚50章里面,
in Isaiah 50,
有这样的一个预言,
it was prophesied to him,
以赛亚50章第4节第5节,
Isaiah 50 verse 4.
主耶和华是我受教者的石头，是我知道怎样用言语扶住疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of a learner, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a learner. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Look at Deuteronomy.
We see
the one who, because of love, willing to serve.
他的耳朵要在门槛上面把栓子的把它穿通的。
He will have his ear pierced on the, by the door, on the doorpost.
我们看见祭司在他们侍奉之前,
before the priest can serve.
在出埃及29章里面,
in the book Exodus 29,
他要把那一个绵羊献祭这个奉献之礼的那个公绵羊的这个血要涂在油儿身上油色的大拇指上和油脚的大拇指上,
and they have to take the lamb of consecration and take the blood and anoint the right ear lobe, the right thumb, and the right big toe.
所以表明说今天我们要侍奉的话,
it means that if we are to serve God,
第一件事我们要学习听话,
the first thing we must learn is to listen,
因为我们是侍奉神的旨意,
because we are serving God's will.
最后,
finally,
侍奉也是生命的流入,
service is the outflow of life.
我愿意在这里读两段, 我们亲爱的弟兄尼克森他的教堂,
I'll read two portions of Provenese writing.
神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的,
God pays more attention to what we are than what we do.
真实的工作乃是生命的流入,
real service is the outflow of life.
顺着树的事分从事基督的活出,
a service that counts is always the living out of Christ.
将自己献给神不是为神做工乃是让神做工,
to offer ourselves to God is not for working for God, but to let God work in us.
凡不让神做工的,
whoever does not allow God to work,
不配为神做工,
is not able to work for God.
这是一个,
that's one.
还有一个,
there's another one.
我们不是为着工作而工作,
we do not work for the sake of work,
我们是照着神的心意来工作,
but we work according to the will of God.
我们不能活在工作里,
we cannot live in the work,
我们乃是活在基督的生命里,
but we live in the life of Christ.
我们工作的基础是生命,
the foundation of our work is life.
工作的方法是十字架,
the method of work is the cross.
若不在生命里, 又不经过十字架的对付, 就没有工作可言,
if it is not in life and have not been dealt with by the cross, work does not exist.
所以不要注重外面的工作过于里面基督的生命,
therefore do not emphasize the work outside the external more than the life within.
真正的侍奉, 真正的供应, 乃在生命的里面,
true service and real supply is in life.
愿神怜悯,
with the Lord's mercy.
我们祷告, 我们的主, 我们的神, 我们赞美感谢你, 因为你救赎了我们, 我们感谢你, 因为你也呼召我们来侍奉你, 我们的主啊, 这是何等的权利, 这是何等的荣耀, 但是我们的主, 我们是在求你开我们的心眼,